Welcome to Sunday Morning. I'm Diana Nightingale. As an author and a speaker, I rely on inspiration as a basis for all that I say and write. And one morning I was thinking about tithing and thinking about what it means to me. And I got to wondering about conflicting scripture and how mankind likes to use scripture to support our wants, needs, and desires. Most organized religions push for financial support of tithing and tell their members that God will bless them if they give money to the church. In reading what scripture has to say about tithing, it seems that from all the narrative that tithing was intended as a way of recognizing all the things that we have and use that are really things that belong to and are a blessing from God. In essence, tithing was intended to be a way of showing appreciation and recognition of His blessing in our lives by giving a portion of that blessing back in some form. In reality, everything already belongs to God. He has no need for anything since He makes all things, and without Him, there's nothing. He blesses us with life and provides us with gifts of talents and abilities so that we may use them to co-create the reality of our lives on earth. Tithing is a sort of the counting of our blessings and then paying interest to God for the use of them. All four of the Gospels in the New Testament tell about Jesus and the money changers. They report that Jesus and his disciples traveled to Jerusalem for Passover, where he threw out all the money changers from the temple, accusing them of turning the temple into a den of thieves through their commercial activities. It's also there that Jesus refers to the temple as my Father's house, thus making a claim to being the Son of God. It's also here in the Gospels that we find the only account of Jesus using physical force, and it's written that Jesus visited the temple in Jerusalem, Herod's temple, where perhaps as many as 300,000 to 400,000 people had come for Passover, and where the courtyard is described as being filled with livestock and the tables of the money changers who changed the standard Greek and Roman money for Jewish and Tyrian money. Angered at the sight, the scripture tells us that Jesus created a whip from some cords, and he drove them all out of the temple, along with the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money and overturned their tables. But he said to those who sold doves, "Get these out of here. Do not make my Father's house a house of merchandise." It's also written that he said, "It is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." Now one might surmise that once having done this, the Son of God might have directed the best architect of his time to build a building that would then best suit him and his Father. But instead, Jesus built his church in the wilderness, teaching in fields and mountainsides, along the shores, in boats, and wherever he happened to be. And he taught about God and heaven and eternal life. He taught basic principles that help to ensure a happier life and to let us know that when the storms of life occur, that we can find strength through this unseen power of faith and prayer. And he called to be his disciples ordinary men with flaws and imperfections to carry on his work, the work he came here to do, to spread the word about God and his intention for us. So that morning, with a feeling of peacefulness about my understanding of what tithing means to me, I sat back and let my mind wander through the possibilities of what God may wish for me to do as a way of tithing. I believed that he'd show me. We most often think of this mind wandering as examining our options without realizing that we're gazing mentally into God's warehouse of possibilities for us. And what I saw that morning is that to be truly blessed and receive all that we want for the future, we must first acknowledge the blessings we have in our lives now, those blessings which are unique to us in our lives, those talents we take for granted every day and take credit for, such as our inherent abilities to do whatever it is we do, that we mistakenly believe are the source of all that we have. We have what we have because we have used a blessing, a gift from God, as the tool for forging out our lives. If we have nothing, it's because we failed to recognize or use the talents we've been given. Until we realize what gifts we have been given or see the blessings we have, we can't know what we must tithe in return. Counting our money and giving some of it to God is impossible, and a very humorous thought, since money and things mean nothing to God. He who created the stars and the moon and all the gold and all the silver and all the rare and precious gems and all living things, all that is known and unknown, money means nothing to him. Then what shall we give? So I thought about this. Memories of those moments spent in churches as I grew up came back to me, and I remembered standing next to my mother as the offering plates piled with money and checks were taken up to the altar, and we sang, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost." And somehow that picture seemed wrong. God doesn't send us money. He sends us talents and unique gifts that we take for granted. We take credit for our accomplishments without thought or gratitude for the source from which our talents are derived. We spend 99% of our time pursuing our wants, needs, and desires, and then plunk tax-deductible money offerings into an envelope thinking we have somehow met our obligation. Then how disappointing for us when, after all the money has been given, we find that our lives are still empty, without peace, without love, or joy. To find joy and continued blessings, a true tithing of money should be given to those who are placed before us, who are in need. And those people and needs are all around us. The amount should be whatever we can give, and the giving should be done in the true spirit of giving, without thought of what we will get in return. For those that do not have money to give, then time, talent, energy are gifts that meet the needs of the soul, the mind, and the body, remembering that man does not live by bread alone. Well, as my mind continued to wander through God's warehouse of possibilities, I began to realize that for more than 20 years, I've continued the work that my late husband, Earl Nightingale, created during his lifetime. I've shared his and my thoughts, ideas, and lessons on how to live successful lives with an earthly bottom line in mind, to personally develop oneself in order to live a more successful life. Our messages were delivered mostly in generic terms, one size fits all. And yet the true successes of my life lies in the foundation of faith and trust in the Lord. And while going through some of life's greatest challenges, those of sickness, death, loss of income, loss of home, loss of friends, family, things of all kinds, I've been blessed beyond measure and found in place of loss, peace and hope and joy and faith. So that morning, as I wandered mentally through God's warehouse, wondering about tithing, I found a truth, that I give much to others through the gifts and talents that God has blessed me with, but I really never give back a portion of my blessings with a tangible thanksgiving to lay upon God's altar inside heaven's temple as a return for his blessings to me. Yes, I give money to those in need, but what could I give to God that he cannot create for himself? Then I knew. I have something that no one else has, and that's my own personal gratitude and thanksgiving for what I know that he gives to me. And that's when I knew that for all the days and nights, weeks, months, and years that I've spent writing, recording, and marketing success programs for my fellow man so that they may enrich their human lives, I will now give or tithe a portion of my time writing and recording stories of gratitude and thanksgiving, and share them with others as my way of giving back to God. And when I thought about sharing my stories about the greatness and blessings of God, an idea, an inspiration to do so through a radio program called Sunday Morning came to mind. I felt warm and happy, as though God were pleased with my gift. So, I'm busy tithing today, giving back to God, and hopefully you got some of the gift as well. I'm going to be talking about God and his blessings on a regular basis. So Sunday Morning can be found here, there, anywhere, and wherever you are. And if you want to listen in, you're welcome. In the meantime, be blessed, knowing that God loves you and has a plan for you and be with you always. Until the next time, this is Diana Nightingale.